And welcome to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com. It is your host, Nicole Velakis Jordan, author, co-host. And with me, as always, is my partner in all things, Justin McPatches.
Halloween's over.
Halloween's over.
Lame sauce.
It sucks.
Yeah. And we're still recovering from the convention last weekend.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that what they call it?
That's when you get sick.
Oh, we didn't get sick.
No, we didn't get sick. We're just really tired.
Well, yeah, because we did like 20K walking.
Yeah. The new hotel was kind of sucky.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. Beautiful hotel, but just
not really made for a convention.
Not
like
conducive
that.
To convention life at all. No.
No, I think it would be I think for like a business convention, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if they're talking about stocks or whatever the fuck people talk about, or
they're
selling a new product.
Yeah, or but a wedding.
For a horror convention of that caliber?
Yeah, no.
No. And everybody said, oh, there's more room. And there was a lot more room, and
there
was wonderful.
Room.
But that was
also a problem.
Because it was so big. I didn't run into anybody I really knew that much.
Nope. It was really hard to find people that you knew, and you weren't allowed to bring anything to drink in.
No.
From the outside, as far as
alcohol
goes.
There was no pool party.
There was no pool party.
And the party inside was all right, again, but we're used to the pool party, I guess. Still was a fun time at the convention. We're not knocking the convention.
Yeah, we had a fun time. We hung out with our friends and, you know.
But the new hotel with security and everything, it was just a very big pain.
Yeah.
And I get, we don't want people getting hurt. I understand.
Yeah.
We're not knocking that.
Yeah.
It's just too many rules with it. And
you
couldn't go hang out poolside or outdoors.
No, you couldn't even really be outside, because as soon as we went outside, they were like, oh no, there's noise. You can't be out
but
here.
But there was no fucking way they heard us.
No, we were just having
a
conversation.
Were the same exact spot, 13 floors up.
Yep.
We never heard a word.
Yeah, no. So.
I'm like, are there windows open?
No,
because
you couldn't open the windows.
Anyway, so not really a fan of the Hyatt. Cost too much, ain't worth it.
No.
All the food in the hotel cost too much.
Yeah.
Everything just...
Yeah, a pizza the size of a mini Frisbee...
$10.
Was $10. And it was basically just a hunk of dough.
And the other thing about it, unlike the Doubletree, there was nothing nearby to walk to.
No.
To get food.
No. And we literally had to go out each time we wanted to get food. And that was a trek. We had to go a mile and a half pretty much from wherever we were to the parking garage to get in the car and then go and find food.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was just kind of a pain in the ass. But, plus they wouldn't let you, you could bring alcohol into the hotel, but you could not take it into the convention.
Yeah.
They wanted you to buy all of your alcohol in the convention.
Too expensive.
Yeah, so we had to find clever ways around that.
Also, I just wanted to say that I think, and mind you, we were guests, so we did our thing.
Yes.
And we did our panels. By the way, people didn't seem like they cared much about anything this year.
No.
As far as like panels go, they just kind of sat there like zombies.
It was a rude crowd this year.
Normally they're not though. Normally everybody's really cool.
No, normally
we always
all
praise
really cool.
that, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, yeah.
Compared
know,
to
usually,
MegaCon.
Yeah, but for some reason,
I think everybody was just in a mood. It was a weird vibe.
It was a weird vibe. Plus, I think having it on Halloween was not a good idea.
No.
So you know,
I think that the people were too busy to do other things, trick or treating. Their kids. Because a lot of people have kids, and Halloween, that's kind of their thing.
Yeah.
And I understand that. What else I want to say? Yeah, the panels were okay. Like, we did fine on our end. I thought everybody, all the authors did great.
Yeah.
It was more of the crowd just kind of zombified.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm like, I know we're pretty engaging. Do anybody got a question? Because we'll be happy to answer. And they're just kind of like,
Yeah. You know. But, you know, we still had fun. We met a lot of cool people and everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was great.
I do have one tiny rant.
Oh, jeez.
One tiny rant. Normally, when there's a signing table or there's a vendor table or whatever, if you have candy out, it's normally, you know, come by, have a little chat, have a piece of candy, you know, at least acknowledge the person that's at the table, you know? They did trick-or-treat on Saturday, and that was fine.
That makes
sense. The kids came around. Kids came around with their families and stuff and did trick-or-treat and said things
thank
like
you.
That. Said thank you.
They're good. Kids are good.
And then after the trick-or-treat thing was over...
Adults
would walk by the table. I'm sitting there with my books out, trying to do, you know, signings, trying to sell books. And just grab a piece of candy off the table, not even look at you, not even stop, not even pause.
What, was it just like not even... Was it even a stop or was it just in motion?
In motion.
Like Daryl grabbing his bow back at that one thing, just like a quick...
Yep. Just grabbing it from the table, not even like acknowledging the person
or
sitting there.
Or a certain redhead just sneaking, stealing a piece of cake.
Now that's different.
Did you stop or did you just gank it?
I scoped it out first and there was nobody there.
I
if
know.
There had been someone
but I'm
there,
saying the motion, lady. Yeah. The motion.
I went over there and I actually picked it up and walked away with it.
And I acknowledged people that weren't there and then they went on your way.
Right.
Cake eater.
You know, I said, if there's nobody there and it's still there, I'm going to take a piece.
And he did.
And I did.
That was
but
your reward.
I was just, it was just the whole point was, you know, yes, the candy is free.
But
yes, I don't mind if
but
you
don't
have
be
a piece.
Rude ass.
But, you know, come up and say, hey, oh, you got a book. Great.
That's great. Give
you
me
know,
some
can
candy.
Can I have a piece of candy? Do you mind? No. Hey, great. Thanks. Happy Halloween. You know, not.
That's like knocking on the door and not saying trick or treat and just shoving your hand
in the bag
and being like,
yeah.
That's a, like, rude adult Halloween. And they're probably drunk. I don't know how you could have got drunk.
Yeah, but...
I wanted to say that as a guest, like, we were guests, so we can't complain about prices of things.
No.
But I do feel that the... I mean, even... We interviewed Joel Robinson, which was nice.
Yes.
Joel is a nice guy, uh-huh. Which I'll have out eventually. I'm just really... I'm tired this week.
Yeah.
And he was even saying, how much was it to get in? And we're like, it was like 60 for the day. Was it 60 for Santa?
Something like that, yeah.
Most cons are like $25 to $30 for one day. This was $60 on Saturday, or 65? Maybe look at the website real quick, see if it's still up. Because here's the thing. And I know people go into this, usually plan this out and going to spend the money. I get that, and they get a 3-day pass. That's cool. But I'm thinking from a vendor standpoint, yeah, it's still there. Tickets. 3 days was $60. At the door was $75. So Saturday, $45. Where did I get 60 from? So... the price at the door is $45 on Saturday and $40 on Sunday at the door. Okay.
Okay, so if you wanted to go Saturday and Sunday
for 2 days,
you had to pay $85.
Yeah. Or you would just get the 3-day pass. But if you didn't go Friday, what's the point? That's true. Okay. So anyway, you're paying that much. $40 to get in isn't as bad as 60, I admit. But 40,
even so.
$40 for a Sunday.
Is a bit much.
Yeah.
Especially since most of the celebrities and all are either late getting there or leave early.
Yep. And I just, you know, it's like, okay, well then how much is this? Well, that's a lot of money for a gift or an autograph was fucking...
Yeah, that was the other thing.
Nev Campbell was too much. Matthew Lillard was too much.
Matthew Lillard...
Nice guy.
Okay, but he wanted $45 just to take a picture with him at his table with your own camera.
Too much.
By comparison, pretty much everybody else, aside from the people that were in Scream, $10.
Yeah.
Or free if you got something else.
You met William Ragsdale.
I met William Ragsdale. It was lovely.
He was very
man.
Nice.
He's
yeah.
a very nice man.
We didn't really meet anybody else. We didn't really... You said hi to Julian Sands.
I said hello to Julian Sands, and I said hello to Miko Hughes and talked
to
him a bit.
Miko was nice.
Well, I'm sorry we didn't get to interview him.
Yeah, we were busy.
We were having...
way too much stuff going on. We had a very tight schedule at the panels.
Yeah, and plus we were having technical difficulties there on Sunday.
Yeah. The phone worked, though.
Yeah, so... But we did get to see Joel. I didn't know Joel was going to be there, so that was awesome.
Yep.
And
all the authors are great. I interviewed Tyson,
yeah,
Brian, a couple other people, so it was very cool.
Yeah,
that'll be up eventually.
Got
soon
to see Zach Brewer, he's awesome.
Yeah, that was fun. Alicia was awesome. Everybody was awesome. Mitch was, of course, stealing the show again.
Of course, yeah.
And even Jeff liked Mitch a lot.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, he was looking for his book.
Yeah.
We couldn't find it at Barnes & Noble. So Barnes & Noble's starting to suck.
What, Vinny and Mook? He was looking for that? He could have got it at the coffee shop.
Well, I didn't think he thought about it at the time.
Mm.
But the coffee shop was cool. The vendors were cool. There wasn't as many vendors that we knew this time.
No, there weren't as many vendors as we knew.
A lot of people canceled.
A lot of the t-shirt vendors weren't there that we're used to seeing there. A lot of the actors canceled.
It was just Halloween is a tough...
Yeah, Linnea didn't come. Malcolm McDowell didn't come. There were a couple people that didn't. I never saw the kid from Fear of the Walking Dead. I don't know where he was. Yeah. And I never saw Danny Trejo.
I did. He was there. He was just really running around.
Mm-hmm. I saw the back of Burr Reynolds' head.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't even get near him unless you bought something off the table to get him to sign it. So, you know, all in all, it had a MegaCon feel to it in some ways that you just, you know, you couldn't, especially when it was busy in the vendor room and stuff. It was like wall-to-wall people and you couldn't get close to anybody just to even say hello and, you know, that kind of stuff. So, plus the guest list
wasn't stellar,
but also that guest room was really small. I mean, there were not a lot of people in there
compared to the Hilton.
Yeah. So I was like,
Hilton had the biggest room.
Yeah.
Anyway, so maybe, I mean, Spooky was fun, but...
Yes.
I don't think Halloween works.
No, and we didn't like the hotel.
No.
The thing about the hotel...
It wasn't just the drinking thing. It wasn't
just
that.
No, it wasn't. The thing about the hotel is that hotel is more expensive than any of the other hotels. Usually it's about $100 a night.
Yeah.
Okay? So, yeah, so it's only 120 and it's normally 140, so they're giving you a break. But considering...
With the parking...
But considering you have to pay parking, you have to pay to park.
No matter what.
No matter what. And, you know, it's really spread out. And they had the convention contained in one area, but it was away from everything else, which I can understand. But at the same time, that type of convention, when you're going to be partying all night and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, to be that restricted about everything.
Doesn't work.
It's not fair. It doesn't work.
It no longer felt like a hotel convention. It felt like a convention.
Yeah. It felt like a convention center convention.
And I don't like convention centers.
No.
I like hotels.
Yeah.
Fatality, we saw Andrea. That was nice.
Saw,
and Joanne.
Yep. Andrea and Joanne. Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. And they're doing well.
Yep.
Apparently Joey Fatone was walking around. That's cool.
Yes, somebody met him.
Justin met him. Yeah, we got to see Justin and Alton.
Yeah.
And Jenny. I saw Jenny. Yeah, Jenny kept asking, where's your lady? So she's in panels.
Yeah, I did not see. We passed Greg walking, I did not see Jenny anywhere.
No.
We didn't see the Living Deads. They were there.
They were so fucking big.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Oh, and we were pushed in the back again.
Yeah, we were back and around the corner from everything else.
Again.
For the panels. Well,
whatever.
But whatever.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
So then we'll talk about, what were we talking about? What else we did? Oh,
Paranormal Activity,
and
yeah.
Ash versus Evil Dead.
Ash versus Evil Dead,
which
and,
was amazing.
We'll talk about American Horror Story.
Not Walking Dead because that was boring as shit.
Oh my god! Well, we didn't talk about the one the week before, so we got to talk about that.
Oh, we're Glenn Leonard. Yeah.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's play some tunes. Yes. We'll be back.
girls don't cry. Doesn't mean we don't get lonely at night. I got all this time. So come down here and take me for a ride. That girls don't say no. Boys are stopping, got no place to go. Bored out of my mind. Come down here and show me a good time. Yeah, all the time. Yeah, all the time. Yeah.
it's at the score of what we're fighting for. No one seems to tell. Tonight we die in hell. Who's still sad?
Watch my lover drown on the TV screen. I took my grave, became your slave. At the end of the gong, you left me waiting. Oh, waiting for the wave to come again and again and again and again. I can't hold my breath for a long time. I can't hold my breath for a long, long time. Goodness me, the end. I may be dead, my friend. Covered by the rising surge, trapped beneath the surface of the foamy tide, choking on the last breath of my life. It took me down, threw me around, from the bottom of the sea my body floated. A rotten and forgotten, I'm screaming again and again and again and again. I can hold my breath for a long time. I can't hold my breath for a long, long time. And it's me and him. I may be dead, my friend, but you'll see me again.
this is Kenny Hodder for Friday the 13th. You're listening to Underground Horror Radio. Keep listening or I'll kill you.
And welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
Pay your bills. No, pay us, really. No, don't.
Podbean and...
Yeah. Florida Geek Scene.
Florida Geek Scene and... TuneIn and...
Oh, TuneIn's part of Podunk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, also, real quick, go check out Morbid Movies. Our good friends there. We saw them at the con as well, briefly, when we were trying to figure out where the party was. But we got Return of Living Dead.
Yes.
30th anniversary.
Yes.
Coming up at the 20th, I think. I'll have to look it up again, what date it is, but it's... Yeah. Movies are, like, worth $10. They got an awesome giveaway
the
by...
The 19th?
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
That's a Friday.
Yeah. It's not Thanksgiving, I know that.
No, it's the week before.
It's not Black Friday either.
It's the week before.
Yeah. So definitely go check that out, Movies Like Worth. People that are like, I wish we had cult movies in South Florida. Now you do. So please
and
go.
The only way to make that keep happening is to go to it.
Yeah. And they show awesome freaking movies.
They do.
Reanimator.
You finally got to see Reanimator.
Oh, man. Was it glorious?
Yes.
It was awesome.
Yeah. We didn't really get to talk about it.
Yeah, no, I mentioned it. We talked about it next day. Yeah, we did.
Did we?
I think so. Anyway, Reanimator's really good. The end. Yeah. No, it really was awesome.
No, he loved it. He went and dressed as Herbert West.
For the spooky.
Spooky, yeah, so it was fun.
Yeah, it was very inspiring. Well, we saw Peter Rolick again.
Yeah.
Because he was at the con for Friday, so we talked and hung out with him. And no, everybody was really cool at the panels. It was nice to hang out with authors like you and everybody else and have fun. So we did catch up on some movies, finally.
Yeah.
We went and saw Paranormal Activity, The Ghost.
Ghost Dimension.
Only reason, really, though, is because the other ones were okay, was because we got to have the camera now and got to see what was going on.
Uh-huh.
And I expect CG for that because that's a ghost.
Yes.
You know. But, yeah. So, this was the only one that was also shot in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw 2D.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of cheapened it because the ending cheapened it.
Well,
it was cheap. It was the same fucking movie anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the bad guys win at the end anyway. So it's, you know what I mean, that's pretty much
like every other movie.
Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much how that goes. But it wasn't bad. I thought it was really good.
Original.
I liked that the way they did the actual haunting and the spirit demon or whatever it was.
It was a demon.
You know, when it was manifesting and things like that, I thought it was pretty good. There were some cheap jump scares, but for the most part, it was pretty decent. It was scary. I mean, there were some things that were kind of really, but my whole thing was, and I said this from about halfway through, get the fuck out
of the house.
As soon as that funky shit starts happening, you start seeing things that don't make sense. Get the fuck out. They took too long, way too long to get help.
Yeah.
Or get out.
Yeah.
That was my only thing. I was like, why are you still here? You're finding out all these things that don't add up. Like, the person that sold you the house doesn't really exist.
I think it was Katie, actually.
Yeah, it was. But doesn't work for the actual realtor she said she worked for.
Right.
And, you know, it's a setup. So get out.
Yeah, it was all right. I really think if they reshot those movies and not did it shaky cam, I might have liked them more. The shaky cam, I'm over it.
Yeah.
You know, but it was all right. Mm-hmm. It wasn't as good as I thought it would be.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was all right.
We didn't get to see any movies at the con.
No. Chomp was there, though. Again, yeah. Lynn Hansen, awesome.
Yeah. And I don't know if she won anything or not.
I don't think so. I went through it. It was a different people hosting it this time.
Yeah.
Fear House, and it was part of Crypt TV, which is Eli Roth.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, like I said, we saw Andrea. So, how many pumpkins are you giving Paranormal? 7. This, or 6. Should be the last one, too.
I would say 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I give it 2.
Yeah.
Wasn't that great.
Well.
You know. So we saw that. Mm-hmm. What else did we see? We went, did we rent anything?
No.
Recently?
Not this week, no.
Week before? We already talked about Tales of Halloween.
We talked about Tales of Halloween and the Christmas Horror Story. We talked about them, too.
All right, so that's done. We talked about that. Yeah.
Now, I think the only thing we have really still to talk about is The Walking Dead.
Right, we can talk about that. An American Horror Story, which is still getting really...
Scream Queens.
Yeah, so, all right.
All right, so let's talk about The Walking Dead.
Last week's episode was awesome with the boringness.
Yeah.
I hate when they decide that they're going to throw in another episode right after something tragic happens.
Not only that, that was the 90-minute episode. I don't need to know what happened to fucking
Morgan.
I mean, I like Morgan a lot, don't get me wrong. But I like that we didn't know what happened in between.
Now they ruined it.
Now I'm like, okay, well, now I know why he is the way he is. Okay, fine, I don't give a shit. He's going to have to learn, he's going to have to start killing things again. That's just how it is.
Yeah, because that guy didn't know anything.
Yeah.
And he died anyway.
Yeah. So, that one I didn't like. But the week before... There's a lot of questions going on right now about whether or not
Glenn's alive.
Glenn is dead or alive. The fan theories are that it was actually Nick on top of him getting eaten, that you saw all the blood and stuff, and not him. And he's actually going to like squirrel himself up under the dumpster to hide. Or Nick didn't have any shots left. Nick didn't have any actual bullets left, so he hallucinated the whole thing.
Yeah.
There's also supposition now that Negan has been cast, and it's Dillahunt. What's his name? Gabriel Dillahunt or Gerald Gilhunt? The one that was in Deadwood and a couple other
Pirates
things.
Pirates of the Caribbean, that guy?
No.
Oh, not him.
No.
Not Shane, Ian Shane.
No.
No, okay.
No.
That's all I can think of at Deadwood.
Ian McShane, no.
Cocksuckers.
His last name is Dillahunt, but I can't remember.
All right, get
but
to it.
He was in a couple of different things. He's pretty popular. So they're saying he might be Negan, and if that's the case, then Negan might be turning up to save Glenn.
Okay.
Because he eventually kills Glenn in the book.
Oh, okay.
In the comics. So, I don't know.
So, right now, it's John Snowing. We don't know if he's dead or alive.
Know. Yeah, we don't know if winter is coming or not.
Okay. That was a good episode.
Yeah,
Rick went and did his thing and killed... He killed all those fucking wolves.
I know he did. And he hurt his hand, but apparently he's not going to lose his hand, so... That's straight from Scott Gimple and all them that
Greg
they're
Otero.
Not going to do that. Yeah, because it's
well,
not
Nick Craig Nick, just Greg Otero.
Yeah, Greg Otero, Nick Greg Nick Otero.
Yeah, well, they just combine it.
Yeah,
but he's cool. So that's good.
So
that's a good episode.
Yeah, that one was a good episode. And then they did the whole thing with Morgan last week, and I was like,
Scream Queen. So now we kind of know who might be one of the.
Well, we know that it's the 190s chick. We know her. She's involved somehow.
We don't know who is under the masks.
No, but like Nick Jonas is still alive, remember?
Right.
But we don't know where he's at.
Right.
And, you know, certain people weren't in the episode this week, but they're going to be in next week, so they didn't die.
Jamie Lee Curtis was great.
Jamie Lee Curtis killed her husband.
Yeah.
So that was really good.
But it's not connected to the other
things. It's not connected to the other thing. It's just that, you know, what was her name? Flower or Feather?
Feather.
Her name was Feather.
Yeah.
You know, to her pinning it on Feather and getting her put into jail and having everybody think that Feather was the one that was doing all the killing.
It was good.
It was good, but the problem is the real killer's still out. So, real killers are still out.
Emma Roberts just being awful.
She is awful.
They're all awful.
Oh my God, she's awful. Well, we were going to kill you, but...
You know, we couldn't figure it out. And then they're like, well, we have to kill even though Zayday saved her.
Yeah.
Or she saves... It's weird.
Oh, yeah.
But it's really cliche, which is why it's funny to watch.
Yeah. It is. It's
gory.
Really funny. It's really funny. It's really gory.
It's really offensive.
And it's really offensive, but it's...
It's great.
You know, it's like the anti-Glee. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like they went from Glee to this, and it's like this is the absolute opposite.
Okay. And then American Horror Story.
American Horror Story. Holy shit.
Yeah. I'm glad they went into what's his name's backstory, Liz Taylor.
Oh yeah, Liz Taylor's backstory. I'm glad they finally got because
not actually Liz Taylor.
No, because
what's his name?
Dennis O'Hare is just
great,
phenomenal. I love him. I've loved him. He's been in since like Law and Order and stuff. He used to do that, and then he was in True Blood, and you know he's been
in
a lot of things.
In True Blood, was he Russell Edgington?
Yes.
Oh my God, I thought that was him. I loved Russell Edgington.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Especially since he was like all gay and stuff. And yeah. He was just like,
he don't care. And he really is. Dennis yeah. O'Hara really is gay. So
he looked like him when he had a little bit of the hair left. But I think they made him look horrible on purpose.
Yeah.
But it's funny because I was used to a southern drawl.
Yeah.
Is he English?
No, he's American.
He's one of the regular Americans because it's so hard to tell now.
Yeah.
But he was great. I liked his backstory of how he ended up as Liz Taylor at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And did they turn you? No. Gave me a job.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And then, you know, it's Kathy Bates is now finally coming out of her little shell and now a vampire.
Yeah.
The children. Holy shit.
Holy shit with the children. If you have not seen it yet.
You need to watch it.
You need to watch it. I don't know if it's airing in Britain yet.
Peter Pan. Fucking.
So, Sandy, don't listen to this part if you've not spoilers. Seen it yet. But, yeah, no. When her,
Sorry.
So, you know, with her turning Chloe Sevigny.
Yeah.
And then Chloe Sevigny went to the hospital to work.
Stupid.
As the doctor, and ended up giving her blood to the fucking kid with measles. The kid with measles killed his parents and then went to school and gave it to everybody else.
Turned all the other children, and they ate
other people. So, so they're kind of like Children of the Corn, except vampires.
That was some fucked up shit.
Yeah, it was some fucked up shit.
So that was good.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Bomer?
Wesley.
Oh, Wes Bentley?
He's losing his fucking shit. Yeah. He's such a good actor.
He needs to get out of that fucking hotel.
Yeah, the hotel's killing him.
The hotel is driving ruining, him. You know, ruining his life.
And then, yeah, Bomer, you know, he wasn't much in it this week.
But, you know, the whole thing with his mom and, yeah, so.
But Lady Gaga is still kicking ass, man.
Yeah,
she's
really is. She
howdy,
really
boys.
Is. Yep. Yep, just taking care of Liz and, you know, I'm really impressed. Yeah. I am really, really, like, super impressed.
Because I haven't seen her much else. Like, she was in Machete Kills for, like, a couple minutes, and it was cool that she was in there, but you really didn't have much acting chops for it.
No.
But, no, she's actually really good. So, I'm actually surprised.
The Countess.
Yeah, I don't think anybody else could play the Countess.
Like that?
Because it really reminds me of just her singing career. Like, you know, I've been around forever and Lady Gaga and Monsters and, you know, I have the children.
Yeah.
So anyway, really good episode.
Yeah, that was a really good episode.
I actually liked the season.
Uh-huh.
The other ones I didn't really care for. Yeah.
I liked the
other
first
than Murder
season.
House.
Yeah, I liked the first season and then the other ones I didn't, but I really like this one, so.
Between that and Scream Queens right now and Walking Dead. And Originals is going really well. Arrow's awesome, of course. All that stuff's good.
The Flash is good.
Yeah.
Vampire Diaries needs to die now.
I think it's fine without Elena.
I just,
and she was in the Final Girls. Final Girls is actually pretty good, but
yeah.
You're over it.
I'm done. Yeah,
you're over it.
They overstayed their welcome. As far as I'm concerned,
they're about. I like that Rob Fox watches it too. We're both like, oh,
there are three episodes. I think they're three seasons past their prime.
You should have ended it like at four. I don't know how long the books went on for.
No. Supernatural's been really good. I liked the Lizzie Borden episode. I thought that was pretty good.
Considering it wasn't a ghost and that was cool.
Yeah.
So that was good. So. I liked the car episode.
Uh-huh.
All shot in the car. And it was a good perspective.
Yep. So, yeah, TV's been pretty good. We haven't watched too many movies. Netflix is a nightmare of ADD, ADHD for us because...
I can't never make up my mind.
Can't settle to anything, you know. So.
And we own half the DVDs anyway.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's play some more music and we're come back and talk about, finally, after fucking 20-something years, we finally get our conclusion to the Evil Dead trilogy.
There we go.
Go into the woods of your It's our time, it's coming soon. Don't wanna steal joy, I wanna steal your soul. I wish you'd see it all, I want is in your skull. 20 years of darkness, 6 feet underground. We stop to city streets, the apples all around. Wolves howl the distance, screams are all I hear. Guns go off, deadbeats moan, people run in fear. We are the night-stalking, blood-sucking undead. We are the brain-eating, flesh-eating undead. We are the psychotic, demonic undead. You can try to run, but you can't hide. Fists come from shadow, you know you can't survive. Look at my reflection, don't know what I see. Protruding bones and rotting flesh, this is really me. You have no choice to eat, the hunger must be fed. You have no choice when you walk among the dead. Rip through family and everyone you love. Victims scream up to the sky, but there's one above. We are the night-stalking, blood-sucking undead. We are the brain-eating, flesh-eating undead. We are the psychotic, demonic undead. Among us, won't you walk? 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 Among us. We are the night-stalking, blood-sucking undead. We are the brain-eating, flesh-eating undead. We are the psychotic, demonic undead.
There are things in the night waiting for children who stray out of the light.
Yeah. Gochem, Deprecationis, Mayor. Si iniquitates observeris Domini, Domini quis sustinebit, quia apud te propitiatio.
And welcome back to Underground Horror Radio.
Yes, pay your bills. Overall, I just like saying stuff.
I know. Yeah.
Overall, I think October was what? Pretty good, yeah?
Pretty good, yeah.
You know, it was our season, finally, and it's over, so we're kind of sad.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, real quick, fucking all this Christmas shit already. Wait till the fucking Black Friday. I mean, at the mall, it's god awful.
At this point, we can't say anything.
No, it's just whatever. But anyway, no, I had a good October Halloween season. It's sad that it's gone. I think that hopefully next year Spooky will be the week before Halloween,
mm-hmm.
so we can have Halloween too. But it was nice to have an extra hour, though, even though I went to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, daylight savings. Anybody else feeling fucking fucked up from it? But still, I am.
So, I know. You were so excited about it. It was such a good thing.
And then it got dark, and I'm like, ah.
Yeah.
But overall, it was a good... I had a good Halloween season.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully next year will be a little bit better as far as stores and the costumes and that kind of shit.
Yeah.
But overall, it was good.
Yep.
And, you know, we got to play a bunch of horror punk on Halloween on Podunk, so that
Indeed.
Was awesome.
Indeed, we did.
Yeah. So that was cool. It was a good way to close it out.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Also on Halloween night, the premiere of Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Something Evil Dead fans and Bruce Campbell fans have been waiting for fucking... I think Army of Darkness came out in 92.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was made in 92 and came out in 93. Mm-hmm. So that was...
22 years.
Evil Dead first came out over 30 years.
Yep.
30 years ago.
Yep.
81?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So... It was, you know, so we've been waiting. So we got the remake, or actually the side story, because that could actually take place still now. The 2013 Evil Dead?
Yeah.
Which was great.
Uh-huh.
And I was happy with it. You know, it was always room. You never know what can happen after.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of comic books, video games that mm-hmm. all technically took place and after, you know, Army of Darkness.
Mm-hmm.
But this was the first time we actually got the real thing.
Ash, yep.
And it was cool because, you know, instead of a movie, mm-hmm. we got a series. So I was very hopeful and I was very excited because I love Evil Dead. Mm-hmm. Now, real quick, you know, here's a quick thing. If you're an Evil Dead fan, you know that for some reason they can never hold on to the rights to their own movies. Hence the Evil Dead, they couldn't get the rights to Evil Dead from Evil Dead 2. Army of Darkness, they had to reshoot everything just for the opening. So, it happened again. Mm-hmm. Universal owns the rights to Army of Darkness. So, they can't use anything. So, he doesn't have a metal hand.
Right.
It still happened. They just don't mention it. Uh-huh. Instead of S-Mart, it's a value stop, which I think he could have just left mm-hmm. after Army of Darkness
because mm-hmm.
He's been on the run for it. They did a nice little part where he was telling... what was his name? Paco? No, it wasn't Paco. That sounds racist. But anyway, he was telling his sidekick what happened,
mm-hmm.
and they showed clips from Evil Dead 1 and 2, but it was against, like, the stock wall, and it was really cool how they shot that, and I really liked it. So that was cool. It's still Ash, so he's an asshole.
Yep.
But it was kind of funny, because he was, like, in coward mode, almost like My Name is Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
And... there's a lot of that in there, because in My Name is Bruce, Bruce Campbell lives in a trailer, too, so mm-hmm. I thought that was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Pablo, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it was cool, and, you know, Lucy Lawless was in it for a minute, and they are introducing these characters, but until when the final act happened of the episode, when he finally went back into hero mode,
mm-hmm.
It was fucking sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cool because the girl who really didn't like him at all before suddenly kind of looked at him differently
mm-hmm.
and was like, wait a minute. And even Bruce says, Ash is an idiot, but he's mm-hmm. really good at fighting deadites.
Mm-hmm.
He's stupid at everything else, but he's really exceptional well at fighting these monsters.
Mm-hmm.
So he finally accepted that, you know, because, spoiler, he brought it back because he was high one night with some girl and she wanted poetry, so he started reading from the fucking book.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid Ash.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so now he wants to go put an end to this. And so at the end of the episode, it was done. he killed the couple deadites that were in his trailer, and they said, "How do you feel?" And at the end, it's groovy, and
right.
it stopped.
Right.
So it's fucking great.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the second episode. They
it's
also
on tonight.
Yeah. Well, we don't have Stars. So I'll have to watch it on demand.
Yeah.
But if you do have Stars, watch it. If not, right now on the Stars website, they're actually showing the first episode for free.
Mm-hmm.
Which I hope doesn't affect why we saw it for free.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah.
Because I went on Stars and it was like, no.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't try looking anything else up on Stars. Maybe I should try that. But I was really happy I got to see it.
Yeah.
I think it'll do well.
I think so, too.
A couple of people bitched about stupid shit as usual.
Mm-hmm.
CGI looked bad. I'm like, fuck off.
Did you see the original movies? What the fuck are you talking about?
I know. It's just people bitching the bitch. But for, like, most part, everybody that's a fan is extremely fucking happy.
Yes.
Because we finally fucking got what we wanted.
Yeah, the people that bitch are the people that are going to bitch no matter what.
Yeah. Well, it's just funny because the backstory is, you know, Bruce and Sam went to do other things. You know, Sam went to do, of course, Spider-Man. And Bruce was in Briscoe County. Bruce was in, he was a Daring Dragoon in Jack of All Trades. That was also, I think, produced by Sam. He was in Xena, which is definitely produced by Sam and them, which is where Lucy Lawless and Kevin Sorbo were. So he's done all this other stuff, then Burn Notice. And they always got this over the years. Oh, you made Spider-Man. Great. Hey, when's another Evil Dead coming out?
Yeah.
Because people really fucking yeah. love those
You're
movies.
Really great in Burn Notice. When's the Evil Dead coming
yeah,
out?
Yeah, because to be fair, I love Bruce and everything he's in because he's Bruce. But at the same time, everybody's like, when's Evil Dead? And they were always like, there'll never ever be another Evil Dead, like mm-hmm. Evil Dead 4. So they did the remake, reboot, or side, whatever you want to call it,
uh-huh.
which I don't think it was really a remake because
uh-huh.
none of the characters.
Side boot.
And, you know, people were, most of us were pretty happy with it. And uh-huh. then everybody's like, so when are you going to do another Evil Dead with Ash?
Yeah.
And he's like, so I guess they finally realize, like, because Bruce goes to all these cons,
mm-hmm.
and Sam really doesn't, and is like, listen, we probably should fucking do this.
Yeah.
And now they did it. But instead of doing a fucking movie, which
mm-hmm.
costs too much,
mm-hmm.
they're like, let's do a show on Stars.
Right.
And it worked.
Hmm.
So now everybody gets what they want.
Yeah.
In fact, I think they're season two now.
Mm-hmm.
So, coming up. So, very cool.
Yeah.
If it wasn't on Stars, I think Netflix would have been good, too.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because they could have got away with it on Netflix.
Yeah.
Daredevil's coming out soon again.
Yes. Jessica Jones is coming soon. So
that
we have a lot
good.
Of things to watch.
So very cool, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ash versus Evil Dead, definitely fucking awesome.
Yes.
Definitely check it out if you're an Evil Dead fan.
Yes.
Or just a Bruce Campbell fan. That's it. I got nothing else.
Yep, I think we're good.
I think we're good.
All right.
Just considering that we're tired from the con.
Yeah.
But no, overall, don't we don't want to discourage you. Go to conventions. Go
yes.
go to Spooky. They're having Marchem, I guess is a stupid name, but that's
March
what I
Madness.
Call it. Is that what it is?
Something like that.
Cuz MegaCon's doing their shit in May, so it makes sense not to go against MegaCon.
Yeah.
Even though Spooky's been established for many years, just in case. So uh-huh. they're going to do theirs in March. So if
yeah.
you want to go in March, go in March.
Yep.
Depending on who's going to be there, we might pop by for a day. We don't know yet.
Mm.
A lot of other cons coming up we'll talk about. And that's it. And listen for the interviews that will be on Bandcamp, actually. I'm going to put them
yeah.
on Bandcamp. Yeah.
yeah.
And Morbid Movies, a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye.
All right, bye.